heated and chilled, and his eyes and his nose started running and started sneezing, and you'd say, what did he get?
Taking a bad cold.
Okay. And if he affects his voice, you'd say he's a little bit
hoarse.
Okay. And if he develops a you'd say
cough.
A what?
Cough.
Okay. And you might say, I think I'll go in and take a nap. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
I am too. And you might say it's 6 o'clock in the morning when the alarm goes off.
I'm just still sleepy.
Okay. But when the alarm goes off, what do I do?
I get up.
Well, before you get up, you have to
bob up.
Okay. You're asleep, and then the alarm goes off, and you open your eyes, and you say
Oh, mercy. I have to get up.
Okay. You might say, he's still sleeping. You better go. He's still sleeping. You better go in there and
wake him up.
Okay. A person who can't hear anything is stone
deaf.
Okay. If somebody went out to work in the hot sun and he started to sweat, and by the time he'd finished, he had really, a lot?
Perspired.
Okay, or if you were going to use the word sweat.
Sweat.
He had really?
Ringing wet.
Okay.
Sweat. Sweat a lot.
Okay. What do you call it kind of sore that a bunch of people get on? Well, some people get it on the back of their neck.
A boil.
Okay. And what do you call that stuff that comes out if you have to have it lands?
Pus.
Do you have one?
No, but my husband did. And every man down at the shop one time, they all bought him a bunch of new clothes. And they wore them before they had them laundered. You know, they were overalls and a jumper working at the shops. And every last one of them, well, I wouldn't swear all, but most of them had big boils. Had to cut out places, you know, have them last. Not only last, but just ream it out before it get well. And he and his brother, of course, I saw theirs.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
That's awful. Why did it do that?
I don't know. But there was some kind of poison in the dye that dyed the overalls and jumper.
That's horrible. When you get a blister, what do you call that stuff that forms under the blister?
Water.
Okay. And you might say, a bee stung me and my hand
swelled.
Okay. And in fact, it's still pretty badly
puffed.
Okay. Or if you were going to use the word swell, you'd say it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody got shot in the war, you'd say he got a
wound.
Okay. Around a wound, sometimes it doesn't heal just right. You get this kind of white, granular substance, and they have to cut it out.
Plus.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called any kind of flesh?
Pride flesh.
What is that?
Well, it's flesh that there's enough impurities that it won't slough off to the real fresh or new flesh so that it can heal.
Yeah.
Pride flesh is, we used to have it a lot. Now, I don't know why we don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't care how bad kids get hurt and how long an old sore will stay.
Yeah.
They won't, I don't ever hear proud flesh anymore.
Huh.
I imagine the first thing we do now that we doctor them.
Yeah.
Didn't used to have anything to doctor with.
Yeah, yeah. Probably, I guess.
Nothing but turpentine. And it's the best poison absorber in the world.
Ooh, sounds horrible.
My husband had ruptured appendix.
Yeah.